words away. The words were once his hammer and his nails. Maybe they're the box that will carry him away. Come put a shoulder to a corner there.
That's Big Wheel here on the Viva La Mock radio program with Tough Skins. Pulled that off their third and final album, Slowtown. Question to you is, did you wear Tough Skins as a kid? Did you? And if you did, were you a slim or a husky? Now, if you don't know the answer to that, then I'm going to say you didn't wear Tough Skins as a kid. Before the Big Wheel, Dave Schramm, as I mentioned, title track from his Hammer and Nails. You know, he was a member of Human Switchboard late in their career. They'd already done the recording, and he was actually an original member of Yola Tango. Played with them for a couple of years, and then he's been on and off and, you know, done some solo stuff. So Hey, guess what? We're coming up on the top of the hour, and I've got an important message to get to you right now.
I want to get back to being in my community group.
I want to continue having a soccer season.
So I can throw parties again. So I can go to her parties.
It'd really be nice to dine in instead of getting delivery for a change.
So I can feel safe and protected for myself and my students.
We each have our own reason for why we're getting vaccinated against COVID-19. What will yours be? Visit GetVaccineAnswers.org for information on the COVID-19 vaccines. It's up to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. This is a little program we like to call Viva La Mock as it comes to you at this time each and every week on this frequency. Also, each and every week on this frequency at this very time, we do a thing called the WRCT Radio and Music Calendar. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. Thank you. I'm your host with the most, with something, with just with information to spread to you about the WRCT Music and Radio Calendar. Let you know some things going on around town. Speaking of things going on around town, before I get into that, I want to remind you that Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week they choose a new movie theme and they show classic, cult, foreign, animated, fun, and fascinating films. They have a concession stand, which is always delicious, which features natural popcorn and real butter. They have craft beer and vegan options available. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, rowhousecinema.com, or you can call them up at 412-904-3225. Let's look at these calendars. I got the WRCT Music and the radio calendar. Let's start things off with the radio calendar. Let you know some events happening around town. For example, for those of you, since I was talking about that tasty concession stand over at Row House, you're hungry now and you're like, Mockster, I'm hungry. Well, guess what? There's some farmers markets that happen around the town. And the town is Pittsburgh. Like, for example, in Lawrenceville, the Lawrenceville Farmers Market is each and every Tuesday from 3 to 7 p.m. It's located over in Arsenal Park. Over 30 vendors at that one. And then also, if you're like Jay in the North Hills, and you live in the North Hills, that's why you're Jay in the North Hills. We've got a farmers market for you up there, too. It's at the Block Northway Shops. I think they changed their name, so now they're the Block. It used to be the Northway Shops at the Block or the Block. I don't know. Anyway, it's up McKnight Road. It's on the left. I think Dave and Buster's is up in that area. Anyway, it happens each and every Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. through October. So that's happening. Now, if you're like, okay, Mockster, that's good. That's the food part, but I need the drink part. Well, guess what? I've got a couple things on my calendar that will help you out with the drink part, because I'm excited to announce Explore East Liberty's Wine Festival. The fourth annual is happening Saturday 25th, or I should say Saturday the 25th. It features local eats, live music, and a tour of some of the region's best wineries. It's from 2 to 6, right there in the middle of East Liberty on Broad Street between Center and North Highland Avenue. So that is happening on Friday. Or if your taste is more of a hoppy nature, guess what? Penn Brewery is doing Oktoberfest last couple weekends in September. So it is happening over at the Penn Brewery location on the north side. Now, both of these events are 21 and over. The Penn Brewery has no cover. There is no cover for that one. And what are the hours? I should tell you the hours of that one. Friday and Saturday hours are 5:30 till midnight. Sunday is noon to 9. So that is Oktoberfest happening over at the Penn Brewery. And then finally, you've got your foods, your eats, and I gave you your drinks. You got to work all that stuff off. The Great Race is happening. Yeah, the Richard S. Caligiuri City of Pittsburgh Great Race is September 26th, which is a Sunday as always.
So keep that in mind. For you, that's my WRCT radio calendar. And if you have an event to include on this calendar, send the details to us at least a week, 2 weeks, a month in advance. It's as much advance notice. I'm just telling you, that's the way to do it. To radio-calendar at wrct.org. While I've got the mic on, let me turn the attention to the WRCT music calendar, let you know some events that are happening around town. Like, for example, on Thursday, the 23rd of September, Middle Kids are going to be performing at Mr. Small's. Opening act is Joe P. Now, I'm intrigued. Is it the Joe P. that calls my show with requests, who listens to WRCT and listens to the Viva La Mock radio program with his kids? Is it that Joe P.? I don't know. And he can't call me because I my phone's broken. He could email me, but he can't call me. Dawes, actually, on the same night, Thursday, is at the Roxy in McKee's Rocks. And Calliope is presenting the Turpentiners at the Shenley Plaza tent. These are all events happening on Thursday, the 23rd. Hey, speaking of the Roxian, guess who's going to be at the Roxian on Friday the 24th? Code Orange is going to be there. Yeah, Pittsburgh's own Code Orange is performing. And I say that because I mentioned Joe, who I saw at the Steve Wynn show. He told me about that. He's like, Moxter, I'm going to the Roxy and Code Orange is playing. And I'm like, I should make sure people know that Code Orange is playing. So I'm giving the shout out. David Cook is at the Thunderbird on Friday the 24th. The Tough Cuffs, the T-Tops, and Microwaves are all playing at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's on that same day. Bill Toms and the Hard Rain is at the Club Cafe on Saturday the 25th. Kim Ritchie is at the Club Cafe playing with Bill Deasy on Sunday the 26th. Bowling for Soup doing a show up at Jurgles in the North Hills on Sunday the 26th as well. The Heartless Bastards in town playing Mr. Smalls on Monday the 27th. Sublime is at Stage AE on that same day. Next day at Stage AE, A Newfound Glory in town playing with Less Than Jake. Julian Baker at Mr. Small's on Wednesday the 29th. Dr. Dog is performing at the Roxian on Thursday the 30th. Red Jumpsuit Apparatus at Jurgles on that same day. Just looking ahead to see October, just peeking into October. Let's just get you through September. That's my WRCT music calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, send us the details. Again, give us advance notice. The email address for the music calendar is music-radio@wrct.org. You get the music calendar and the radio calendar each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again at 11 p.m. Hey, let's get back into more music, but before I do that, let's take care of just a little piece of business.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Hey, let's just jump right back into the music. And while I am jumping and before this music really kicks in, let me take a moment to remind you that each and every Thursday, I, the Moxter, hang out down at Arsenal Lane spinning 80s and 90s music. Yeah, guess what? We call it 80s, 90s night, and that's what we do. Speaking of 80s music, how about some Human League?
If it seems a little time is needed, decisions. conversation turned until the sun went down, and many fantasies were learned on that day.
Keep feeling fascination.
La 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 of the whole world. It's all right if you sigh, put your head next to mine. It's okay if you curl up in a ball, 'cause I might give it a try and end in the same condition. After all, it goes. I promise to breathe and count from 1 to 10. Is it alright if I lose track of the world? Is it okay if I hide from the unknown? Will you tell me again the story about how I'm not alone? It goes.
Pittsburgh's own Denora wrapping up that set of music from their 2009 self-titled debut with the song The Chorus. So if you're new to Denora, maybe you're new to Pittsburgh and you don't realize who some of these local bands are, and this is a release that's from 12 years ago. Denora was actually, or maybe still is, I should say, but a three-piece made up with two Jakes and Casey. Casey, the female lead singer, she and one of the Jakes are brothers. And the last name being Hanner, their dad, David Hanner, had some hits in the 80s and into the 90s with the Corbin Hanner Band in the countryside of life. So music's in their blood. And I'm very happy when I can play some local music that maybe it'll get it into your blood or somewhere. I don't know. Shelley and Orphan before that from their 1991 release Humroots with Burst. Also played some brand new music. Came out in 2021. Museum of Tomorrow with a Smokescreen. And went back to the 80s. Went back to the early 80s for some Human League. And just keep feeling that fascination. Hey, guess what? Feel the fascination of the Viva La Mock Show. My name is Paul. Thank you so much for tuning in. So excited when you can join. If you have a suggestion for a song, you gotta drop me an email. It's the only way that I stay in touch with people. I'm not on the Instas or the socials, and I don't know how to work a phone apparently anymore. I'm an old school boy with email, but I upgraded my email, so I have a Gmail account. So wrctrequest@gmail.com is really the only way you can get a hold of me, and I would prefer if you can get a hold of me. I would prefer. I love requests. Hey, did you know that it was 20 years ago? 20 years ago that this album came out. It was an all-covers album that Tori Amos put out. It's the title track. It's a Stranglers tune. It's Strange Little Girl here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
What? Just beware when you're
That's a Tanya Donnelly channeling her inner Jimi Hendrix with her band Belly, asking you the perennial question, are you experienced? I know I'm not, but then again, there's a reason why I'm keeping my amateur status. Yeah, I'm just not ready to go pro. I'm not. That's why I've been doing college radio for over 30 years now. Believe it or not. Yeah, old man Moxter here, Grandpa Moxter, hanging out with you on the radio waves. Hey, before the belly, before I get distracted, because old men get distracted just with simple things like words, Cincinnati, Ohio's own Fairmount Girls gave us Hold Me Underwater. Before that, Matt Arose with the song Swim. Didn't actually intend for those two songs to be back-to-back, a song called Swim and another one called Hold Me Underwater, but I thought musically they fit well together, so I played those two back-to-back. And then before all of that, starting off the entire set, some Tori Amos from her Strange Little Girl album, which came out about 20 years ago now. Her cover of The Stranglers, Strange Little Girl. Gets us to where we are now, which I can't find my watch, so I don't know. All I know is we're in the midst of an hour, and we're just making things happen, and I'm just doing what I do, which is just ramble, play music, and hopefully something you enjoy. From the Infinite Arms album, let's go back and listen to Asheville, North Carolina's own Band of Horses here on Viva La Mock.
Gonna take a trip to Laredo. Gonna take a dip in the lake. Oh, I'm at a crossroads with myself. I don't got no one else. Impossibilities at the door. I won't be needed. God's beauty in a photograph.
worldliness in helping ourselves. Why not try something civilized instead? Gaining rights won't help anyone if we're pawning our souls. Freedom waits inside you and I.
I want to live where soul meets body, and let the sun wrap its arms all around me, and bathe my skin in water cool and cleansing, and feel what it's like to be. In my head, there's a Greyhound station where I send my thoughts to far off destinations so they may have a chance of finding a place where they're far more suited than here. Guess what we'll discover. We turn our dirt with our palms cupped like shovels, but I know our filthy hands can wash one another. Not one speck will remain.
I do believe it's true.
There are roads left in both of our shoes. If the silence takes you, then I hope it takes me too. So brown eyes, I'll hold you near. You're the only song I want to hear. A melody softly soaring through my atmosphere. Where soul meets body. Takes me to. So brown eyes, I'll hold you near.
be soaring through my atmosphere. Melody softly soaring through my atmosphere. Melody softly soaring through my atmosphere. Melody softly soaring through my atmosphere.
It's Kirby.
Thank you.
It's 6 a.m. in some hotel, and I'm not sleeping very well. I just keep staring at the wall, waiting on my wake-up call. I cannot shake these dreams of you. They followed me into this room. I'd move my bed out in the hall if it was not for my wake-up call. Sleepwalking through my life, I let the best things pass me by without a thought, while a voice here inside me says, wake up. I did not want this king-size bed, but it was all the desk clerk had. It leaves me feeling very small while I'm waiting for my wake-up call. Sleepwalking through my life, I let the best things pass me by without a thought, while a voice here inside me says, wake up. It's 6 a.m. in some hotel. The drapes are drawn, it's just as well. When I lost you, I lost it all. I never heard my wake-up call. It's 6 a.m. in some hotel. Cry through the best of
He sees himself a younger man. He sees himself a man that you once knew. Dancing with his chair, recalling everything he ever lost with you. And he'll say good night to you. And you'll say, we'll see you soon. As if it wasn't only you.
From his 1993 album, Kindness of the World, that's Joe Henry here on the Viva La Mock radio program with some champions. Before the Joe Henry, some brand new music from Bill Lloyd. Bill Lloyd has a brand new CD out called Working the Long Game, and I played Wake Up Call. So brand new, I literally just got it in the mail today, and I'm like, I got to find a song that's going to fit on my show. Oh, there it is, Wake Up Call. There's some other great ones you'll hear in the future. Bill Lloyd of Foster and Lloyd fame, but that's from a new solo album from Bill Lloyd. And speaking of brand new music from the Lunar Laugh. They have a new album out called Night Walking. I really don't know much about this band, but on there they're doing a Death Cab for Cutie cover. So I'm like, I'm doing a Death Cab for Cutie cover, and I'm playing Soul Meets Body by the Lunar Laugh. And I might have some Death Cab for Cutie coming up at some point in my show. I'm just teasing you with that. The Spin in there with the Love Goddess, and start off the entire set with Band of Horses and Laredo. We've got about 30 seconds before we get to the top of the hour, which is hopefully enough time for me to remind you that you can have whiskey before breakfast. I'm allowing it, but you can only do it on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. because that's when Mando Richard plays his eclectic folk show called Whiskey Before Breakfast. It's exclusively here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh here in this market and on other stations all over because Mando is that cool.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. And if you've tuned in before, you know what's going to happen right now. But if you're new to the listening at this hour, this is what happens every week at this hour. I, the Mockster, I do a thing called the Mock. Take a word, artist, performer, theme, and I do some cover songs, tribute songs, songs that mention it, songs that somehow are related to said theme. Steve Wynn was in town recently, so I've like, you know what? Let's do it. Let's put Steve Wynn under the mock light. Before I get to the mock, though, I want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, it's located in Millvale, and they're open 7 days a week, and they provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all those stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. You can visit Attic Records in Millvale or call them up at 412-821-8484. Let's move over to get some Steve Wynn music in the background while I start introing this. So if you weren't at the show, I apologize. You missed a good show. Steve Wynn, back in the 1980s, had a band called the Dream Syndicate, which I, the Mockster, fell in love with in my youth. Before that, actually, let's even back up more. Let me just give you a little
little history, little backstory. So Steve was born in L.A. He actually went to high school with Darby Crash and Pat Smear of the Germs. How crazy is that? Then he went off to college, went to UC Davis. I think Scott Miller from Game Theory, I think he was a UC Davis person around the same time. Started a band called The Suspects, and they put out one 7-inch back around 1979. In that band were, trying to think who was all in that band. Russ Holman was in the band. Gavin Blair, who was later be part of True West. And then Kendra Smith, who was the original bass player for the Dream Syndicate. Then around 1981, starts the Dream Syndicate, puts out an EP, does a bunch of stuff. They break up, they get together, they break up, they do a bunch of, you know. And then finally, 1990 arrives. Steve puts out his first solo album. Since that time, he's put out, a dozen. He's put out like a dozen plus solo releases under his name, under Steve Wynn and The Miracle 3. He's got a few under there. Also plays in the Baseball Project with Scott McCoy, Linda Pittman, and Peter Buck of R.E.M. So he's a pretty busy dude. And so why not put him under the mock light? I had to wean this down to only 10 songs. I had 20. I'm like, let's just stick with 10. I'm going to start off the mock tonight with something from Brad Rice. And his version of Steve's song, Younger. It's the Viva La Mock radio program, 88.3 FM. It's WRCT. I'm the Mockster.